Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners, and thank you again this morning for tuning in to your Saturday morning tradition. It's my house, Rosie on the House. And we've got the doors thrown wide open. I want you to pour yourself a cup of coffee right there in the kitchen. Come on in, sit down. If you've got something you want to try and tackle in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a call and let's see if we can't use our building experience in Arizona and put it to work for you, helping you solve whatever you're trying to tackle. As you know, we always bring special guests into the studio this morning, respected experts in their respective arenas. And this morning I've got Mr. Tyler Johnson of Johnson Roofing, Rosie Certified Roofing Contractor serving the greater Phoenix metro area. Tyler, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. Roofing is, people call me all the time with what should I do first? And the first thing I ask is, are you going to expand the footprint or not? No, I'm not. Then the next question I have, is your roof good? Right? It all starts there, you know. Before you can proceed another step, make sure you're protecting everything that's under your roof.
Yes, sir. That's correct. You can't have a house where you're going to be raining on your plants on the inside.
Amen. And y'all have been licensed, bonded, insured here in the Phoenix metro area, Arizona, for how long?
We've been in business since 2004.
All right. And y'all are a fairly recent certified partner of Rosie on the House. We've had you on the network here for about a year, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate the feedback I'm getting from all the homeowners that have found you there and used you and let us know how happy they are with how you take care of your business.
Oh, it's great working with Rosie customers. They tend to be more knowledgeable than the average customer. They are very specific in their wants, but it's also great to deal with people that know what they're doing.
Well, we've worked a lot of years to put together a relationship, and people call us here all the time during the week, and it's our goal to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. So we just try and keep finding people like you that can carry that legacy and that vision forward and outward and upward. I appreciate it. Can we talk a couple minutes now? Folks that have been in their homes any number of years may have the option. We've had a couple wet years. We have a couple dry years. I think it was recently we went like 7 months with no rain. Last year and this year, it's been a fairly wet winter. I always kind of keep track of the winter rains because I like to keep track of the spring blossoms and the quail hatches and things like that. But fairly wet winter this year. Y'all relatively busy?
Oh, yes, sir. It's been a very wet winter. It's been the long rains that soak in that actually cause a lot of leaks. So we've had the opportunity to help a lot of customers in the past few months getting their roofs up to shape for the coming monsoons.
And that's something else homeowners don't realize is the different types of leak. There could be a leak in those summer driving monsoons that only last 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Much different than the three-day slow, drippy rains that come in here in December, in January.
Yeah, it's kind of funny where these long, long soaking rains, even though they're just light rains, you'll see a lot more leaks than you would typically with the storms that come in, drop a whole bunch of water, and then they're gone. They just don't have enough time to soak through your roof, your insulation, your plywood, and then your drywall for you actually to see the damage on the inside of the house.
And I don't think if I gave you a nickel for every time you went out to look at a roof leak and you actually found out it was a stucco parapet, would you be a rich man?
No, but I definitely wouldn't be eating beans for the rest of my life. There's a lot of those.
I mean, parapet stuccos are really the bane of weather protection in a home.
I agree with the other 100%.
Ladders get leaned up against there, the drywall, the stucco gets cracked, the bitumen wrap on the top of the framing wasn't done right. Stucco cracks, it's made to crack, it always cracks, and mm-hmm. people think they have a roof leak because they see water coming down an outside wall to a window header.
Anything above your ceilings, your roof, right?
There's no parapets up there.
Yes, no, It's really hard sometimes telling a customer that you have a brand new roof, but it's leaking and it has nothing to do with the roof. We had a customer recently. We went out and it was leaking where we'd done a repair, and we actually took the chimney cap off of the chimney and we looked inside the chimney, and there's just all the plywood was rotted on the inside of the chimney. you know, 3 feet above the roof line.
Oh, man.
It was, that was an interesting conversation to have.
Well, as we're educating homeowners on roofing materials, let's just kind of start at the economy grade.
Okay.
What, which I'm going to assume, correct me if I'm wrong, is just going to be a three-tab asphalt fiberglass shingle, right?
You'd be surprised, but no.
Okay.
The three-tab shingles, due to their drop in demand, their price is almost the same, if not even a little more expensive than a typical architectural dimensional shingle.
Okay. So what would be that most economical step into the roofing protection?
You know, if you're going to go with a sloped roof, I'd probably say just a shingle roof. It's a good system. It lasts maybe 20 years, very worry-free, but it is definitely the cheapest system that you got out there.
And there's lots of levels of shingle investment you can make.
Absolutely.
There's the builder grade, and then there's, like you say, the architectural dimensional shingles that I think some of those manufacturers extend their warranty up beyond 20, 30 years.
Well, there's a caveat. Okay. Most shingles now are going to be a lifetime, but then what they're going to do is they'll give you a 10-year warranty, and then they'll start prorating them after that.
Okay.
So any of the standard 30-year shingles that you have on the market nowadays, they're going to label them as lifetime. But if you look at the fine print, at about year 25, your warranty is worth just a little bit more than the paper that it's written on.
Okay. All right. So that shingle is just a good, it's proven. Mm-hmm. It's got a very successful track record here in Arizona. And it's lived its 20, 25, 30-year life, and you need to re-roof. Right. I know a lot of roofers that'll just go right on the top of that first layer. What's your feeling about that?
I definitely wouldn't recommend it. I mean, okay. It can be done. It is per code. It's allowable. There are certain steps you have to make sure you have to do to make sure it's done properly. But, you know, you're not able to inspect plywood. You're not able to put the proper papers down. There's just a lot of things that go under a roof that you're not allowed to do if you overlay the shingles like you're saying.
So we remove the old layer of shingles and
right.
We do an inspection of rafter tails, fascia board, plywood, decking material. And then what's our next step?
Well, at that point, on a shingle roof, you know, you got to put your underlayments down, your felt papers. It can be either organics or synthetics. You put your shingles down, make sure that you know, proper nail pattern, proper flashings, proper sealants in the proper locations. And that's pretty much it. Shingle roofs are very, very simple. They're designed to go on quick. That's why you'll see about 80% of the country is predominantly shingles.
Yeah.
They just don't do as well here in the heat that they do, you know, say back in Missouri or Ohio.
Nothing does.
No, absolutely not.
But as we step up from the shingle, what are y'all doing any wood shakes at all?
We do maybe two or three roofs a year in
you
wood
do?
Shake.
Really? Here in the valley. Hey.
When the customer asks you to do something, tell them, I don't recommend it, and they say, I want to pay for it. Well, then you say, yes, sir, and you go about doing it.
And, boy, they've gotten proud of those.
They are expensive with everything.
Man.
And they just don't last. You know, 2 years down the road, they're the most beautiful roofs out there. 4 years down the road, they turn brown. And that's the way they're going to be for the next 20 years until you have to replace them.
Yeah. They're a tough product to talk people out of, but boy, I try to every chance I get. The Tudor style homes, you know, they just feel like, hey, it's been that way since it was built. Mm-hmm. You're not going to convince me to go into a dimensional. I want the real thing. I said, well, God bless you. Here's the real thing. But boy, they are pricey. All right, so we've got the shingle, then we've got the shake. We just and any wood product we've touched on. It's like, and then what we see probably more than any in Arizona is that tile roof. Now, that tile roof can still be made of several different things.
You know, you got your two basic categories. You've got your concretes, which are very run-of-the-mill. They're going to be the least expensive, builder-grade style. Lots of variations in colors and styles. You can go flat. You can go low profile. You can go high profile. Then you're going to go over to your specialty products, which would be your clays. And, you know, once again, there's hundreds of kinds of different clay tiles. They've been making those since the Roman times, 3,000 years ago.
And it's interesting note, you know, how those clay tile were originally made is it was just a clay product folded over a person's thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the thigh that shaped the kind of conical shape of it and gave the flare to it. And you would just keep wrapping those clay molds around your thigh and set them to dry in the sun and then pass them up to the roofer.
Yeah. And you can still get those handmade clay tiles nowadays.
You can.
Yes. Most of the sand cast clay tiles are handmade.
Okay. All right. And that they're going to be on the higher end of the tile options, right?
Right. With a clay tile, they tend to break more. They're harder to install. There's a lot more labor. There's a lot more detail that goes into it. You know, a concrete or a tile roof is composed of two basic parts. There's a primary and a secondary roofing system.
Right.
So your secondary roofing system is your tile. Your primary.
It's what you see.
It's what you see, exactly. Yeah,
it's the architectural side of the roof.
And so the underlayment has to be a lot heavier duty on a tile roof or clay tile roof than a concrete tile roof because you're going to have more breakage and it's just going to last. You're not going to get the life out of them.
Yeah. So that two steps of a roof, now that we're in a tile roof, I'm going to want to come back to that because, boy, you hear a lot of conversations from the different roofers. You ask 10 plumbers, what's better, PEX or copper? You'll get 10 different answers. You ask 10 roofers, what's the best underlayment to put under tile? And you'll get 10 different answers. But when we come back, we're going to get one specific answer from Tyler Johnson of Johnson Roofing, who's here with us in studio this morning talking about the most important element of your entire home, and it's your roof. Because, baby, if you aren't protected from what's fallen from the sky, you're not protected at all, and you're just fighting an ongoing wrestling match. Let's get the roof put up. Let's get it secured right. And then when that little cloud shows up on the horizon, we can go on the back patio and enjoy it rather than start looking for the bucket brigade.
If you're looking for a new vehicle right now, you don't even have to leave your house. Just go to sandersonford.com, and they've just announced they're offering 0% interest on purchases up to 7 years. 0% interest. And they'll defer the first payment for 120 days. Folks, if you're looking to get into a new vehicle and you've been putting it off or too busy, well, you've got the time now, and now you've got the opportunity to deal with the number one Ford dealership in America. It's Sanderson Ford. Get on the website, sandersonford.com. If you want to go look at the 64 acres of inventory, go ahead. They're sanitizing everything. Lots of people are in the showroom, but everybody's doing it under current COVID-19 protocol. It's safe. So, new vehicle? You only need to be thinking two words. Sanderson Ford.